Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul. Jesus Christ. Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom. Today is Monday, May 9th. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and this is my sixth attempt to try to do this show. The first five attempts started off with a lot of really good potential, and then I realized I actually wasn't recording on half of those. And then the ones that I was recording on, I lost my train of thought. And then, let's just say for the sake of argument that I'm just going to do this podcast the way I normally do, as a form of meditation, a stream of consciousness, as it were. And I'm going to talk about a lot of different things, and they'll be random. I mean, they'll kind of go together, but they probably won't. I mean, they will to me, because it's not an associative thing. It's whether or not I can kind of keep on task. I'd like to be able to stay on task today. But I've had a lot of stuff happen in the last 24, 48 hours. For one, let me just start by wishing everyone a belated Mother's Day, those who I may have missed yesterday, saying, hey, happy Mother's Day. I'm sure that you're great at what you do and you don't beat your kids or anything. Because my mom is deceased, I don't have that to deal with. So, but I do have other things I have to get off my chest here. Last week, I made, actually, it may have been the week before, I made a prediction that I said that Ukraine and Russia were going to make friends and be nice and you know, all of that stuff on the 8th. And as it would turn out, I was wrong. So, that being said, I take ownership of it. And the reason why I'm taking ownership of it is because most people with podcasts or news sites and things like that, they don't want you to remember that they were ever wrong. Because admitting that you're wrong means that you're fallible and you're not in control and you're not perfect and you're not all of these things. It's the same kind of shit your government does every day. They'll never admit that they made a mistake. They'll quietly pay you off under the table, but they'll never admit that they were wrong. We'll throw some money at you to make this go away. Well, I'm sorry, but your money's no good with me, and I'll tell you why. Because no matter how many pictures that you have of me that are nude, as bad as you guys are at file sharing, because you guys sent those damn pictures of me that were taken when I was unaware and naked, and you sent him to space, what were you thinking, NASA, sending nudes to aliens? No, that's a joke. They would never do that. I mean, they may use NASA to take pictures of me to get a big enough, field of vision, because I'm kind of a fat guy, but I'm certain that they would not use pictures of me for that sort of thing. And the reason why is because they don't want the aliens to get the idea that there's a surplus of trailer parks on the planet with people that look like me. Because I'm here to tell you, in the decades that I've been abducted by aliens, never once did they care about how I looked. They just wanted to make sure the plumbing worked. And there's something to be said about this. Dad bods apparently are really attractive to them, because they're like, he's probably too lazy to even masturbate, let alone, you know, get laid. So let's abduct him and milk him like a cow and then send him back home with no memory of whatever happened. You know, but unfortunately, that's not how it works. Sometimes the memories come creeping in, and sometimes, they forget your safe word. You end up with some marks that you didn't expect, and then you go home and you're like, God, why is my butt hurt? But the point is, The point that I'm getting here is that the last thing NASA really needs to do is send pictures of naked people into space. The last thing they really, I mean, here's the thing, is that we live on a planet run and governed by psychopaths and morons. The last thing we want to do is open up our, you know, open up our people to an intergalactic sex trade. I'm serious. The last thing we want is, because didn't anyone see the movie Mars Needs Women? I mean, seriously? The thing of it is that I, and here's the thing, is that I know some women that are in their 40s right now and 50s. And, you know, they're not going to be viable breeding stock, but they could probably teach these aliens where to, you know, how to find a clitoris, which would probably make them fairly useful in the alien resettlement camps, you know, when they go to breed human males into extinction. You know, I'm just saying, they won't need men anymore. They'll have these little short alien guys with really long fingers. Just saying. Be careful what you wish for, NASA. I know that there's a lot of incels there that aren't getting laid by the women on Earth. Fat chance of you getting laid from women from space. There aren't a whole lot of Barbarella types out there. Just telling you right now. All of that talk about, you know, Nordics and stuff like that, you know what? They're not having sex with people that look like you. They're not even having sex with people that look like me. It's a little gray people. They're the ones that are saying, hey, how you doing? And I'll be like, you frighten me. It's okay. I have a way of making your fear go away. But first, I need to put my cold hands on you and touch you inappropriately. And of course, you know, at that point, there's, you know, a lot of jokes and laughter, shrinkage. And, you know, and after a while, you know, they warm you up and, you know, then you don't have any hard feelings, but it's just that, you know, it's like, look, whatever you're doing with that finger, you just need to stop. It's you're killing the mood. It's just, you know, that's not the reset button. I mean, it kind of is, but it's not the reset button here. Vigorous prostate, you know, jangling, you know, and all that kidding. All of that stuff aside, this is not the podcast that I set out to do, but God dang it. If NASA can set me up with someone there that I could just explain to them why all of this is a bad idea, all they have to do is listen to this podcast, and they're probably like, that guy's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about with aliens. Like, yeah, sure. Watch, you're going to see a massive uptick in trailer park sightings after this. Once you send those pictures into space, here's the thing, is that don't send supermodel pictures. Send pictures that you'd normally find on, like, you know, the homemade porn stuff from Pornhub. Christ in heaven, there's a lot of ugly there. But the aliens are like, well, hell, they might be ugly, but at least they're down for having sex. So let's abduct those guys and see if we can't turn them into our new livestock for the intergalactic zoo trade, you know. Look at this. We've got a couple of overweight humans that we picked up on planet Earth in a place called Kentucky. And I'm not dissing anybody in Kentucky because I got relatives there. So don't worry about it. I mean, I could have said, you know, Pennsylvania, you know, or Boston, you know, I could have made any one reference, but, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee, that area, it's, you know, one step away from hearing banjos and running for your life. Not that that's a bad joke. It is a bad joke, but it is funny. You're probably like, dang, old man, you better never come down here to, you know, bluegrass country. Like, look, if I can avoid it, I probably will. I'm trying to avoid living up here, up north, where you think you got your brand of crazy. You got to see what it's like up here. Christ, you try to tell anybody about alien abduction, and they're just like, I don't even want to go fishing with you anymore. You're weird. It's like, hey, fishing. Who goes fishing in Minnesota? And then I found out that it's like the land of 10,000 lakes. And I was like, well, color me surprised. Anyway. So that was the beginning of my my rant. But yeah, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in Ukraine and all that other stuff, it's still going on. And I was wrong. And I admit it. And I'm going to drop a name here. His name is Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, that guy. Yeah, I don't think he's ever dialed those sayings that he had back when the election was in question about all those CIA guys having a big old gun battle up there in Germany, I guess, or wherever it was that the servers were, and all this other stuff, and all those people that said Trump was going to be reinstated and peddling hope and bullshit like that. They've never dialed back their comments or ever apologized. And I'm one of those people that's intellectually honest enough to own it. So when I was wrong, I was wrong. Perhaps I should sit closer to the microphone as opposed to sit far away. Use the benefit of the wonderful sound quality that we have here in the studio. And by we, I mean me. We is me and my imaginary friends. Ooh, boy. But at least I'm not like this guy in England. You see, I have to open it up here. Hold on a second. You see, the thing of it is that my mom is deceased, and if she were alive, this would be something that would probably be like, please don't let this happen to me. But apparently in the UK, this guy named Nigel Robinson Wright, he's 42. Apparently, he invited people to sexually assault puppies and have sex with corpses at his mortuary. And he posted pictures of the dead people with their open coffins, naked corpses, and offered to supply men with crystal meth to facilitate sexual activity in the Chapel of Rest, Preston Crown Court. Anyway, in a disturbing case, Robinson's sexual deviance was laid bare to a stunned courtroom. Let me just frame this for you. I guess this is where he probably put the fill in necrophilia, and I'm probably going to hell for that. But you know, this is my problem with creeps like this. You see, they probably just think, you know, it's just a dead body. What's it to you? Well, you know, I have a real problem with this because, see, when I die, I'm hoping that I'm not discovered for days. So that way, you know, no one can try to harvest my organs and stuff like that. But I definitely don't want somebody, you know, desecrating my body. That's creepy as fuck. And then the worst part about it is if you see pictures of this guy, it's not like how could anyone not know he wasn't a creep? He looks like a creep. Just, oh my God. And he had a pet ferret too. But they call him a monster. So that's I guess that works. Jesus Christ. And then they show a video of what happens when lethal injection goes horribly wrong. And it's just like, well, technically it's going horribly right. Whew. Man. Anyway. The world's a funny place. It really, really is. And I don't understand a lot of it anymore. But what I do know about it is that there is a surplus of people in this world that prefer to live a life where they don't encounter a whole lot of reality. And I think that to an extent, I'm one of those people too. I don't like reality the way it is. And I often will replace it with a certain amount of reality of my own by avoiding, you know, what goes on in the real world. Like, I don't watch the news. I really hate watching anything on television with regards to the news. And I absolutely don't enjoy listening to people go on in their ways of, you know, how they discuss things. I mean, I'm not gonna go on a tear about this, but I will say this: the media has an agenda, just like everyone else, and their agenda is to not really tell you the truth. And the truth of the matter is that this world is fucked. It's run by psychopaths and people who have no interest in the common good. What they want is to be further enriched beyond your wildest dreams, so that way, at the end of the day, that they can be given immortality. And I've talked about this ad nauseum. I've talked about this a number of times. My belief is this: the best thing for anyone can do, that they can do for themselves right now, is to probably go out and buy about a year's worth of dried goods with regards to food. Buy all the little things that you think you're going to need for a year and stow them away. Because we're going to come into a period of financial destruction. If you've not been paying attention to the stock market lately, you might want to take a look. It's starting to tank pretty hard every day. We're losing about 1,000 points, and we're not rebounding. Those points are down. And they say, oh, there's no chance of us ever hitting the bottom. Wait, it's coming, especially when these other currencies start to be put in play and we lose our reserve currency status. And then the petrodollar will die, and then the American economy will die shortly thereafter. And then it will be a worldwide economic collapse, because the House of Cards basically has the dollar at the bottom of this House of Cards. So it's all going to come crumbling down. But the problem is that the people that will affect the most are the poorest. That would be me, you, and anyone else that's listening to this podcast. I'm pretty sure that no one rich is listening to this podcast at all. And if you are, and you're extremely wealthy, then you're part of the nebulous they that would like to silence the truth. Unless you're on my side, which should be fine. Anyway. All things being what they are, though, I don't hold out much hope as far as what the future holds. Although I had some hope, though, that Ukraine and Russia were going to we're going to cease hostilities and make friends again, but I was wrong. It wasn't like I was like, you know, having a psychic thing. It was just like, you know, this is a symbolism that I'm seeing here. I'm a student of history, you know, Victory Day. It's kind of a thing over there. You know, they'll probably just stop fighting. No, I was wrong. Ooh. And oddly enough, I've got this strange crick in my neck, too. It's really weird. It's like, whoever's got the voodoo doll of me, please quit jerking around with it. My God, my neck already hurts. I slept wrong. And it does. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Plus, it's late. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Normally, I do this podcast about 10 at night. And then I'm done by midnight. And then I go to bed. But tonight, like I said, I was too busy goofing off. I watched Star Trek Into Darkness, which I'd seen before. But I was wanting to get lost in something stupid because I'd been working all day and my brain was fried. Math is hard. Math is really hard. Not like 2 plus 2 math. I'm talking like spatial geometry math. It's the kind of shit that I have to do regularly because I work and make molds and I do other stuff like that. So I have to do material cost analysis and things like that. So spatial geometry is really important. Like how many cubic inches are in a gallon, you know, of material. And the answer is actually 144. All things being what they are. Lots and lots of math. So, but yeah, so I've been doing that and my brain hurts. So I threw this on thinking that I would watch it and decompress, and it did just the opposite, mostly because Benedict Cumberbatch is actually a pretty good actor. I really enjoy his stuff. And he was actually quite convincing as Khan. Unfortunately, the rest of the movie was just not... it's like they started the whole thing in the beginning. It's like, you know, we have this thing called the Prime Directive. Spock, you should not be in that fucking volcano in the fucking first place. Prime Directive, bullshit. You were in there trying to detonate something. You're trying to save... No, don't, you know, you're don't be talking out of both sides of your ass there, Spock. And it was at that point that it ruined the movie for me. I couldn't actually enjoy it because it's like, here was Spock, you know, trying to, you know, go on and on about this, this, and this. And it's like, dude, you're the one in the fucking volcano. If you haven't seen this movie, I guarantee it. This is not, I'm not destroying anything for you at all. This is a mediocre movie written by people that, quite frankly, should have known better. Use some real logic. Anyway. So anyway, I sat and watched through that, and then I decided, you know, I'll just do the podcast. And then, of course, every single time I started doing this thing, it's just like my brain just stopped. And even right now, I'm struggling. The reason why I'm struggling is because I am desperate to not talk about things political. Oh, God. On top of that, this is really funny. When I started talking about how when I was making things up, and I was upfront about it. I said, this is all bullshit. It was funny that when I would do these things and I would talk about, you know, getting into fist fights with aliens and, you know, how to trap a Sasquatch, you know, and all this other stuff, right? That my listenership doubled. And I thought, you know, is this people just fucking with me? You know, is that, because I mean, here's the thing is that I noticed that there was an increase every time that I talked about something that was just a little, you know, a little convoluted, something that I had made up, but I was honest about it. I just come around and said, this is bullshit. I'm making this up. And I don't know if I was being rewarded for my honesty or if I was just that fucking entertaining. But I had this idea that I was going to offer subscriptions via Anchor in order to more or less build the audience. And because, I mean, I only have like 17 actual listeners that are unique listeners. So like I've got one person that's in Africa. And I've got people overseas, and I've got most of my audience is here in the United States. And oddly enough, most of them are women. So I like to think to myself, it's like 17. That's kind of a high number for exes. I don't have that many exes that are making fun of me. Do I? Do I have 17 people that I've dated that are making fun of me? No, this is going to at least be 5. But where I'm going with all of this is that I would like to build the listenership. So I thought, you know, I'll just go ahead and do this and see what I can do. Because I've got a contest. If I actually get some subscribers at the end of May, I'm going to pick one and give somebody a free coin. One of these protective spiritual coins that I make. I make them every year. And they're made out of copper and brass. And they're actual metal. They're not like, you know, plastic or anything. And so anyway, I thought, you know, I'll just do that. And maybe that'll help build some word of mouth. And that's what I'm hoping for. I'd like to actually to expand this podcast a little bit. And I've got some things I'm going to be offering to those who subscribe and extra videos and things like that. Me actually working, making art and things like that. And then with the with summer being here, Randonautica coming into my ability to get out and do stuff. I want to do more with Randonautica stuff, and look for the paranormal there because I think it's got a lot of interesting potential there, because I love the weird stuff, I do. And if it's going to be weird, it's probably going to happen to me. Because nothing. Nothing ever goes the way that I expect. So, you know, but yeah, I was like looking at my numbers and I thought I could probably do something with this. And plus I get ads every day from, either Anchor or Buzzsprout or whoever, and they're just like, build your audience. I'm like, oh, well, okay, that's fine. I'm up to 17 now. Thank you very much. I'm still the least listened to podcast on the planet. So that's the one nice thing about it. I can still hold on to that title for a while. I'm sure there's probably, I've only got 4. Well, to hell with you. I've been doing this longer. I'm still proportionately, you know, the least listened to podcast on the planet. But I wanted to make t-shirts and some other stuff and give those away to people so they'd be like, what the hell are you wearing? Well, I'm wearing the t-shirt of this podcast that I listen to. Oh, well, look, I see. I guess they found something for people who eat crayons. That's awesome. I've had kind of a strange last couple of days. Had some weird dreams, too. Something unusual. Had a dream that I had actually snubbed somebody, you know, because I just didn't have anything nice to say, so I didn't say anything at all. It was as if I had become an adult in my own dream. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. Because in real life, I don't think I would be able to keep my mouth shut. Like, hey, anyway. Just weird, weird things. Oh, man. Oh, stretch. That's the one thing about getting older is a lot of crazy stuff happens. A lot of crazy stuff happens. You sleep wrong, and next thing you know, it's like, my shoulder is broken. I broke my pelvis in 2017, and I still feel it, you know, every once in a while. But every once in a while, all it takes is my pants not being at the right spot, and for whatever reason, I got a nerve cluster. It just lights me up. And anyway, today's been that day where it's like, I don't understand why my lower back hurts so much. It's just something dumb. But I started that experiment that I was talking about the magnetized water. And so I have 6 of these neodymium magnets that have a coefficient of about 3,000 each. And so anyway, they have this magnetic field that goes around the bottle that I'm drinking water out of. And so I'm drinking 150 ounces of water a day, which is a lot. It's a lot of water. But you're supposed to drink about a gallon of water a day. So this is my way of doing it. All things being what they are, I'm only 2 days in, so I really don't have anything to say. But at the end of 30, though, I'm probably going to have some kind of outcome that I might notice, I hope. The one thing I have been thinking about is my desire to more or less live until the end of time. You see, immortality, I think, is something that people struggle for or struggle with. You know, they want to live as long as they can, but what they don't understand is that their body is just going to give out, you know. And I'm one of these people that's like, why is my body giving out? Well, it's because you didn't take good care of it. That's why, jackass. And so now I'm doing the two-front battle where I'm trying to preserve my ability to have a healthy life and at the same time a quality of life to where I'm not, you know, in chronic pain and all that other stuff. And there are people that I know that suffer every day. And but I'm not, you know, I'm not suffering so much as I've just got these little things that are starting to, you know, become more cumulative. And that's the weird part about life, is that these things are meant to wear you down, you know. And I think that's really, I think it's really kind of shitty. You know, it's like, trees, when they get older, they grow and they get rings around them, and then they become really, really, really big trees. And then eventually, you know, then they get hit by lightning, and then, you know, then they fall apart. I would like to live like that. I would like to see a leveling up as opposed to, you know, more and more handicaps being applied, you know. Well, as you've gotten older, we've had to remove about 8 or 9 hit points every year, you know. And then your charisma is also down, but your constitution's up because the world has tried to kill you so much, you know. We're going to take 2 points of wisdom. Actually, no, we're going to add 11 points of wisdom, but we're also going to remove 5 points of intelligence. You know, your dexterity, you might as well just kiss that goodbye, you know. But no, I mean, it's like anything else. You know, if you want to play like a role-playing game, original statistics of Dungeons & Dragons, which is what I'm doing, you know, it's those things. You know, it's like your body checklist starts to become altered. At one point, you were like 18 over 0 strength, and next thing you know, you're like 7, you know. Although I guess I'm doing okay in that department, but I mean, and my brain works great. Don't speak so good. why can't I English? You know, there are times where I have a speech impediment, and it's something that's a holdover from when I was a kid. I had a bit of a tic, you know. But that's the thing about getting older, is that you do learn. And I wish more of my generation would actually, you know, just go, you know, maybe, just maybe, we need to get some people in office that are not these assholes, you know. And we'd like to have real representation instead of being these front people for the nebulous they that actually run the world. See, that's another thing I would like to do. I'd like to be able to get people to come on my show, like David Icke and Travis Walton and other people, and just, you know, have a chat with them that would be unconventional, that something that they wouldn't be used to. You know, the typical questions they get, like, well, what was it like being abducted by aliens? Well, it's like, hey, you know, what's your favorite color? You know, let's find out some real things about Travis Walton. And that way we can find out why the aliens took him, you know, not just what he thinks, but like do like a forensic analysis, like what made this guy special to those aliens, you know. And it's really funny. He had a blue collar job. That's a fair argument. You don't see a whole lot of, you know, theoretical physicists being abducted by aliens. Those guys are usually abducted by Bigfoot. I kid you not. You think I'm kidding? David Paulides wrote a book about who goes missing, and it's like Bigfoot, they're stealing all the brainy people, whereas the aliens are going to trailer parks and abducting people that look a lot like me. Just saying, there's something to this. I am smart. I'm like ridiculously smart at times. I have great problem solving skills, and I'm really good at spatial geometry. But you don't see Bigfoot breaking down my door to abduct me. Nope. I mean, I can go out to the woods all day long, and Bigfoot would be like, oh, Christ, it's that guy again. Then it'd be like, go home. It'd be like yelling at me in Bigfoot speak. Roar! You know, like a Wookiee, you know, in the middle of the night, you know. Bah! And then, you know, it'd be like, I don't understand what you're saying. And then like wood knocking, you know, with the tree branches, and you should just go home. We're not touching you. We're not abducting you. You're not smart enough to hang out with us. Stupid humans. You know, that would be my luck, you know, where it'd be like, you know, look, one of us has an alliance with soap and water and one of us doesn't. How about you get some shampoo and wash your butt, stinky? You know, because Sasquatch, I mean, that's skunk ape. That's the reason why. It's like, look, which one of us is more advanced? Or does your body biome not do enough to remove all of that fecal matter out of your butthole that you've got? You know, I mean, talk about somebody that needs a good Brazilian. That would be you. As I talk merciless shit to Sasquatch that could be listening to this podcast, and be like, oh, it's on like Donkey Kong now, motherfucker. I'm going to grab you and I'm going to make you have sex with my sister. She's a Sasquatch and she doesn't brush her teeth the way that she should. And that would be like, oh, great. This is what I get for talking shit about imaginary things. You know, and that's the worst part about making stuff up is that nobody ever credits you. They just steal your material, you know? They just, it's like, you, I don't do this because I want other people to profit. I do this because I want people to just kind of go, you know, he's right. And yet at the same time, you know, I want people to go, you got to listen to this guy. He's weird. I mean, you think you're weird? No, listen to this guy. This guy's out there. And that's what I would prefer. I would like to be the weirdo in the room. See, I went and I talked about this before. You see, I went from being that guy that was the weirdo to suddenly becoming the responsible adult in the room. And I got to tell you how that feels, because it's like I never thought that I would be faking it until I made it, but it happened. And now I feel kind of ugly on the inside. And the reason why is because it's just like I don't feel like I really earned it. You know, I don't really feel like I earned adulthood. I don't think I did my time the way I should have and became that guy. You know, and it's not like I hadn't gone through some shit to get here. It's just that, you know, it's like that thing where we need a volunteer and everyone takes a step back because, you know, they want to see you fail. That's kind of how I felt about it. But COVID-19, as it would turn out, a lot of the stuff that I was saying 2 years ago, the CDC has been saying, like, lately, you know, it's like, we're just going to treat it like it's the flu now. We're going to do away with those protocols. And by the way, we're not going to let you use the Johnson & Johnson stuff anymore because it's killing people. And yes, I said it. No, I'm not going to apologize because that stuff was not a good idea anyway. But, I mean, that's their consensus, is causing blood problems and all this other stuff. So that's why they shouldn't use the Johnson & Johnson stuff. But the point that I'm getting at is that where a lot of folks make their mistake with podcasts is that they aren't who they pretend to be. And I am exactly, unfortunately, who I pretend to be. I'm that guy that's a little weird. And I don't care how you perceive me. I just like enjoying the fact that sometimes I say things that are pretty funny. And I like people to, I want people to have that. I want them to, you know, go to work the next day to whatever job they have and be like, at least I'm not on that guy's planet, you know. No, I shouldn't say that. I think there's a lot of folks out there that probably think the way that I do, or at least know that something is terribly amiss in this world, but don't really know where to go for solidarity or validation. And this is that place. If you want to question authority, believe me, I'll question it right there with you. Because I got nothing to lose, you know. I mean, sure, you can take everything else away from me. What at the end of the day do I have? Well, I still have my wrinkly brain, and that's where all my best stuff comes from anyway. I live inside my head. This external stuff is really just an affectation that took place after the fact. But, no, I had some ideas about how this podcast was going to go, and actually, you know, I thought that I would have a lot more material to work with. And unfortunately, it just seems like the paranormal stuff is like always on perpetual repeat. And thankfully, it's summertime now, so I can go out there and actively look for this stuff and probably be disappointed that I didn't find anything. But when I do the video stuff, you can be there right there with me when I succeed or when I fail. And if you only listen for the Schadenfreudism effect, that you take pleasure in watching other people fail, hey, you know, enjoy yourself. It's what this show is for. But for me, it's just a way of expressing a lot of frustration with the world, because I would really like the world to start viewing itself as being worthy of being loved and treated with decency and respect, as opposed to taking the bullshit that we're taking from the powers that be in the nebulous they. That's what I'd like. I would like humanity to start demanding that it be treated with some decency and not being perpetually lied to by those that are the minions of the nebulous they. But anyway, if you can, go ahead and subscribe. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm not going to be doing like big subscription drives or anything else like that. I'm just going to, you know, every month I'm going to have a giveaway, and that's about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to be one of those people crowing about how I need people to, you know, do whatever, because I don't do this for money. I just do this for fun. But what I really like to do is have people spread it around and talk about it, because I enjoy doing it. I do. But I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this short. I don't know why, but this is like the weirdest thing. It feels as if like somebody has stabbed me in the neck. And it's the weirdest pain I've ever had. Out of nowhere. Anyway. You folks have a fantastic night. Take care. I'll be back on Wednesday.